The Council and the Parliament have agreed to give UK vessels rights, but there's no guarantee that we will have reciprocal rights. And of course, if they don't give, that we won't. So it's vitally important that the Minister works with the 8 like-minded countries in order to ensure that an emergency fund, the EMFF, is of no significance. I think it's only a paper exercise and it's only a budget line. If the European Union are serious about this, then the 8 who are working with the Minister, the 7 others, they will require the support of the entire 27 countries to ensure that this funding is provided. Just to give an indication of the seriousness of this, the 60% of our mackerel are caught in UK waters. 40% of nephrops are caught in UK waters. So as a whole, 30% of our fish are caught in UK waters. So it's vitally important. And perhaps the Minister might advise when he is responding why there was no reference to fish in the Brexit contingency action plan of the 19th of December. Perhaps there's a reason, but if there's not a reason for it, then I'm concerned that while the Minister is taking a hands-on approach, does he have the support of the entire Cabinet when it wasn't included in that? I would urge you to continue to work with the Commission and other member states in relation to this. And I would also suggest to you, Minister, while you say that you're working with the sector, I believe that we immediately require a forum to bring together all of the interested parties over the next number of weeks and give all of those an opportunity to outline for you what the seriousness of the problems are and for you to let them know what exactly you're doing. I haven't heard anyone talk, and I'm just going to conclude now about the link between fish and markets. We were told that they would be inextricably linked, and there has to be advantages for the UK there. Are we exploiting that? Thank you.
Thank you. Deputy Minister, to conclude.
Thank you very much, Deputy Gallagher, for the supplementaries. I want to assure you, first of all, that we work extremely closely, hand in glove, with the industry in all its manifestations, from the catching sector to the processing sector, and are acutely conscious of the range of impacts arising from Brexit, not least the displacement out of UK waters, and you've listed the primary stocks that are impacted. In value terms, that's €85 million in terms of the consequences of that are apparent in many areas, not least in the processing sector, but also, and most critically, in the context of displacement and where those boats will consequently endeavour to catch. And that's a real issue for us in terms of our capacity to deal with that, in terms of Navy, SFPA, in terms of overfishing, also in terms of the industry, in terms of access via the land bridge for markets on mainland European Union. So there we are acutely conscious, and our endeavour has always been, and I think we succeeded in terms of the negotiations and the withdrawal agreement, to link any future trading relationship in the context of the political declaration with continued access to UK waters. And I think that's really, you know, where the kernel of this is. But unfortunately, I think what you're looking for, Deputy, and what I can't offer, is clarity at this stage as to all of the consequences in a disorderly Brexit. We are engaged across the European Commission, even as late as last Monday. I had bilaterals with Commissioner Hogan. I have and will be meeting with Commissioner Vella directly on these matters shortly. We've had ongoing engagement via the Group of Eight with Michel Barnier, and all of the asks of the Group of Eight member states reflected also in the industry alliance were delivered in the context of a withdrawal agreement. That's the preferred route in terms of the UK's departure. But the wisdom of Solomon wouldn't suffice to tell us at this stage what the UK's ultimate course of action is going to be. But we remain entirely focused on what is possible in the context of our engagement with our EU partners in terms of all of the consequences. But we have to be brutally honest about it. In terms of a hard Brexit, UK crashing out, we then avoid the desirability of a transition period, a negotiated future trading relationship, wherein it was our ambition to link trade with access to UK waters. So What the course of action the UK adopts if it were to crash out is unclear. They haven't issued any guarantees of future access to their waters. And in that context, it's imperative that we prepare for all scenarios, including adequate financial resources and compensation from the European Commission.